Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, podcast producer and radio personality. And this message is for businesses in the local area. Did you know that today 100% of the population is 100% comfortable listening to voices? 73% of that 100% are full-time employees. Well, not only that, 83% of that 100% have at least $75,000 in their bank account. Are you looking to promote and articulate your system, scale your training, and scale your value? May I ask you a question? Are you tired of using a shotgun, spraying the entire world with your value, with just one post and one video, only to hit a fraction of your target? To be a helper is to be a cowboy. And I'm Cowboy 347. Take this sniper rifle. Let me syndicate your business-to-business podcast where you can boost your interpersonal marketing. Articulate to your client avatar a compelling offer through strategic content planning and boosting your marketing with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time. To be an entrepreneur is to be in sport. And we all should be trying to find something to do before something to do finds you. I'm Cowboy 347. Let's go. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Did you know personal branding does way more damage than business in today's society? Did you know that 100% of the world is 100% okay with listening to people's voices? Imagine being able to impact the world with ability to communicate your solution. Imagine being able to discover your value that you bring to the hour, opposing someone who says you're worth $5.45. At Compound 99, you will discover producing from imagination, turning it into sweat equity, and learning how to use it serving that 99% demographic that is waiting for you to become the best version of yourself. We are looking for 30 creators, podcasters, entrepreneurs, and influencers who are looking to be a part of a community where their accountability, communication, and camaraderie every day for an entire year. Schedule your call and see if you qualify to be a part of the compound, where you will learn how to farm, delivering your compelling offer to your client, avatar, using the least amount of time and the least amount of effort while raising your market rate. Yes, Lord.
Let's get it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347. I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that we can elevate any and everything, no matter what we're subdued to. Yes, Lord. Why? Because we all are here on purpose. Yes, Lord. I'm Cowboy 347, podcast producer, and I am here with somebody that's willing to give you a front row seat of his passion work to inspire the 99%. To have a stick for the quicksand so that you can be inspired to remain in your creative space. I'm not going to hold the mic too much longer. I'm going to allow him to introduce himself. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. So my name is Parker Thomas Karosik Orms. My hat company is called Hats by Parker Thomas. I'm a third generation hat shaper from Denver, Colorado. My grandpa shaped hats for 60 plus years until the day he died. And my dad owns a hat company called The Cow Lot. And, you know, I just grew up in Western hat shaping. Now I kind of created my own styles kind of for the, you know, urban cowboy, or you don't even have to be cowboy. I can make you a classic fedora, whatever style hat you're looking for.
You just went off just now, Brother Parker. And I want to say that was a very modest introduction, but that allows me to do what I do best. Yes, Lord, download the iHeartRadio app where I play my FM, Spotify. If you want to check all the other syndication platforms, click the Media Club link. Brother Park, I want to celebrate you. I got a chance to do it before we got on this podcast, but I want to do it in front of the audience, and I want to say thank you. Third generation, I want to say thank you for being loyal to tradition, being loyal to culture, being a creative, showing that art can be transferable, and also it can represent a plethora of things when it comes to your legacy. I want to say thank you, brother. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, inviting you on this show is definitely from an authentic and, you know, down-to-earth space where I want the audience to be, you know, just connected to process, being connected to how the process is more of working on us, right, than, yes, you know, the process working for us. And for you to be a third generation torch carrier, I just want to ask, you know, before we get into the derivative of the contrivement, mm-hmm, how did we get here? You know, how did you become the torch carrier? But not only that, you know, become one of like the frontliners of promoting culture. Like how did we get here?
Yeah, man. I mean, I grew up more on my mom's side of her family. Growing up in Denver, I played sports. I was a three-sport athlete, baseball, basketball, and football. That was my life. So it wasn't until, you know, football was done, I didn't know what direction I was going to take, where my dad, he invited me or told me to come work for him and see what he does. And, you know, I showed up to the National Western Stock Show. I'm here in Denver and saw my, never seen it done, but he'd been doing it his whole life. So he had a big crowd around him watching him shape a hat for a, you know, young cowgirl, yeah, and him do his thing, and kind of was sitting there like, who's my dad really? So I walked up to him, talked to him about what he was doing. And yeah, he said, this is hat shaping, son, like your dad, your grandpa still does this. He was getting back into it. So once he never thought I'd be getting into hat shaping, honestly. He like still is just thrilled to death that I'm doing it. And yeah, been hats with my dad and grandpa at different rodeos. We would, you know, load up the trailer, drive an RV. That's a different event. So I kind of like, you know, got hooked to it. And all my friends, like there was a rapper Future rocking this flat black flat brim hat. And, you know, I wanted one just like that. So I made one. Yeah, that's how it started. They're like, no way, I want a Future hat, because I want a Future hat. So I kept making those for just buddies of mine on the side. So then I thought, man, maybe I can, you know, find a whole different market shaping these hats. And, you know, started making hats out of my best friend's brother's coffee whiskey bar. I'm just doing appointments there, and, you know, started a company with another buddy of mine. And I ended up selling it to him. That one was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So we were like our own like hat bar where you could come in, have some drinks, and, you know, get a hat on your vacation. So that was sick. And then I ended up wanting to go back and work with my dad for a little bit. So I sold the company to him. And then I got better at my craft too. I thought I knew everything at first, but, you know, I had a lot to learn still from my dad and my grandpa.
That's awesome.
About 2 years ago, you know, one of my friends that I made a hat for way back in the day, he made a hat for this girl that was moving to Colorado, and he was going to ask her to marry her, you know, peace, like how he felt for her, like moving and traveling. So that was cool. And then like 3 years later, they're getting married, and I did a pop-up at their wedding in Santa Fe. And from there, I just kept getting booked out different things.
I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that. That actually sounds like just nothing but fun.
Yeah.
In terms of the process, but man, to be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. To be a cowboy, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Is to be a helper. And, you know, I'm huge on that. And, you know, my great-grandmother, she was second generation cowgirl.
Okay.
And born in Oklahoma, moving to McKinney. But, you know, she taught me a lot about, you know, our culture from Texas and Oklahoma. And just listening to you talk about, the RVs and, you know, your father, you said that your father owned a cattle ranch. What was it like growing up as a cowboy, right? Am I correct? Now, you grew up as a cowboy, right?
No, actually, I grew up kind of, you call me like an urban cowboy, but really, I grew up playing sports. That was more my dad's side of the family. So,
got it. It wasn't
for me later on to actually, you know, really get into it where I was like, oh man, this is how the other side of the family's been living. And you know, my dad's from Texas, so anytime I went out to Texas, you know, I was shooting guns and riding horses and stuff. But
got it. All right, I'm picking up what you're putting down. So, you know, okay, being an urban cowboy, not really, because you said you was in the sports. I'm picking up what you're putting down. When it came to actually, like, what was it like, you know, going to Texas, you know, shooting guns, being out on the land, you know, being able to man land, right? That captivated you when you caught your father actually, you know, contributing to what you was experiencing by being a professional, you know what I'm saying, marking hats.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you could just see old pictures of my grandpa riding bulls and stuff. And like, I got to meet some of his friends and even my dad's, you know, old bosses, where they go to these Dallas markets and stuff or different rodeos. And I'd get to meet them and just, you know, hear stories of, you know, the way my dad grew up and stuff. And, you know, it kind of got me hooked. So I got to meet every one of my dad's friends has like a son now, just my age. So we'd go, you know, out to the rodeo, dance every night and go hang out and, do all that stuff was like, you know, it was still like new to me. It's still, you know, something where I feel like now I'm 10 years into the hat game where that's I've got good. To shape hats at the biggest rodeos, like the National Finals Rodeo, and, you know, go out and hang out with, you know, real ranchers and stuff, which is, you know, something I wish I could have done, you know?
Like that's why I had to ask you, because, you know, a shout out to the bull riders, shout out to, you know, man, the rodeo culture. But man, being able to grow up like on a ranch is actually something that I would have loved to have done as well. And just from hearing from my great grandmother and just watching how, you know, your business, and we're going to get into the contrivement now. I just wanted to warm us up, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, when it comes to Hats by Parker, right? And watching you know, holding shoulders with, like, you know, the frontliners, innovators from just different walks of life, but somehow you're still promoting and frontlining on the front line, promoting the culture of cowboy to so many different people. So jumping into Hats by Parker, right? We want to talk about, you know, just, you know, a little bit of the ideology behind your permission marketing and, you know, just what you stand for. What is Hats by Parker really, you know, how are you really serving? What's the mission by Hats by Parker?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a universal hat company where, you know, I can shape a hat, you know, for a cowboy and make a proper cowboy hat. Or, you know, I can go and make a nice classic fedora for someone that's just going to like a black tie event or something like that. And, you know, the hat comes from the same place. It starts with, you know, an open crown, like a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I can shape a hat for, you know, any person, any walk of life. So
that's fire. And you said you've been in the game for 10 years.
Yes, sir.
So from year one to year 10, after I believe your father acquired you sold to your father your prior business, right?
And then I sold to a buddy of mine that I started a company with, you know, like we just went our separate ways. So I just sold him the company and then went back to work for my dad.
Okay. What is it like now, you know, being, you know, a vet in the game that, how can I say, you know, the wisdom that you've acquired, how are you scaling, you know, your market value and, you know, just to reach, you know, to stay consistent, to stay relevant, to stay righteous in your cause, making your cause your career. But, you know, how are you looking to, like, literally, you know, scale on a linear level and exponentially when it comes to your market value right now? Because it's fine, man. It's looking dangerous this year.
Yeah, it is, man. I know we got a big year coming up because my brother's actually getting into it for the first time. And my dad, my brother, and I are starting. Well, we started a company called Hat Masters, where you can come to us, learn how to shape hats, learn anything you want about hats. And we also sell them wholesale. We sell you all the tools that you need to start a company just like I did. So we already had 10 people last year sign up and do it. They're all starting their own companies and doing well in different states. One's in Canada.
Yeah.
And then we just finished a recent class last week for an 8-person class where 8 people came in, mm-hmm. all from different places, all doing different things, but learning from my dad and I, like my dad got this old classic way of doing things. Then I'm kind of showing the newer school way of shaping hats and selling hats.
I got you. So now this is a podcast that, you know, our demographics are, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, creators, you know, innovators, influencers. Being a media agent for the media giant, you know, 5 million weekly, 1 million, you know, daily. I want to give you an opportunity to the audience right now as a business owner, as a vet in your craft, in your profession. What is some advice that you have for the entrepreneurs in today? Because we all know that entrepreneurship, you know, sucks, and owning a business sucks, and the process sucks before, you know, the wind against the, before the plane takes off.
Yeah.
But what is some advice that you can give to our audience? We got Boca Raton, Katy, Texas is in here, Gary, yeah. Amanda. You know, what is some advice you have?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like being your own boss, like being able to set your schedule. And, you know, my dad's motto is, you do what you love, you'll never work another day in your life. Yeah. And mine's like, if you do what you love, you'll work every single day of your life because, you know, you want to do it. Like every day I wake up excited to see what email I get. I just got an email, or I got a message on Instagram from the Pepsi Center where the Nuggets and Avalanche play. That's cool. And they said that, you know, Bad Bunny's coming. We want you to make a hat for Bad Bunny. Mm-hmm. So I'm about to make his dope hat for Bad Bunny. And he's going to be, you know, he's going into his whole show is like Western bass, his like last album. You know, he's coming out on a cowboy and he doesn't have a hat on. So they hit me up to make him a hat. And, you know, gonna be sick.
Salute. That's super dope. You know what? And the fact that you brought that up, I have to ask you because it's the world's having a moment right now when it comes to, you know, cowboy, right? America's symbol, right? Mm-hmm. How is the world where it's at right now, seeing that the culture is becoming way more popular?
Right.
Now, country, right? It's way more popular now. How has that been, you know, affecting your side of things, and how are you like looking to take, you know, advantage of it? Just to follow up on what you said about Bad Bunny taking you to different levels, right?
Right.
Of the success ladder, right? How are you looking to take it?
Yeah. I mean, I was just, you know, talking to my girl last night about, you know, of this, like, when's this kind of like cowboy market like plateau or what's going on with it? But, you know, like Beyonce's coming out of the country album, Post Malone is. And I just think it's going to keep getting bigger. And just like a hat, like I said, that like a hat isn't just a cowboy hat. You know, it's a hat for everybody. It's a universal hat. And I think the cowboy culture is too, like, you know, the whole lifestyle they have, like blue collar, that's universal, I think. So
yeah.
I think this whole thing is just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, there's a lot of just story behind a hat. So, you know, my grandpa's got a shrine now after he passed. We have his hats, you know, like locked up where you can see him and stuff. And he's in a museum with one of his hats. And, you know, that's something I especially want, you know, to have a kid to be a 4th generation hat shaper, you know, guy or girl too. A lot of girls are getting into this too. And, you know, they said that like barrel racers and like even ropers and stuff like that, girls are going crazy.
Yeah,
because they're like, you know, wanting to be more into the sport. So
going off. Yeah.
Just
so you know, the way you broke that down, I have a nice collection of cowboy hats, but, you know, you being the mantra, you being the spirit animal of the cowboy hat culture, I did not dare wear mines because I don't have a vintage felt, right? I don't have a vintage felt. Stand by Hats by Parker cowboy hat on the show. But
gotta get you one. I'll get
Yes, Lord. I know what it's like to have a good cowboy hat. I have a couple of hats that, man, just represents, you know, my journey as, you know, living in my truth and, you know, sharing my heritage with my children, that it means a lot to me. And I hope to pass that down to them, kind of like, you know, how your grandfather set precedents, you know, with with your family. Super dope. Where can we find you, Brother Parker?
Yeah, so I mean, I love Instagram right now. Like, if it's if you want to follow me at Hats by Parker Thomas, you know, I'm on TikTok too, Hats by Parker Thomas, or Facebook. But I'm in Denver, Colorado. I got a shop down in Cherry Creek. Opened up another shop in Larimer Square in Denver, where my buddy's opening up a speakeasy. I'm going to be in the back downstairs, have my own little private room. And even late night stuff too. It'll be like a clubhouse. So a lot of stuff coming in the future. It's going to be sweet.
Super dope. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, tap into the content of the episode, because I'm definitely going to be sharing any promotion of what Hats by Parker are offering in their quarter deliverance. So, Brother Parker, I want to say thank you so much for your time, brother. It means a lot. Yes, Lord, this is 347. I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that we can elevate any and everything, no matter what we're subdued to. Why? Because we all are here on purpose. And let's get smarter by the day. Yes, Lord. Oh, man. Something like...